Dan Archer has bought Jack's small holding in Ambridge. Yesterday, Peggy and the children packed up the house and went to make a new home with Jack on their Cornish farm. Mrs. Perkins, who went with them to help get the house straight, left her cat, Whiskey, with Walter Gabriel for safekeeping. Jane Maxwell, who left Fairbrothers on Friday, is also due to leave Ambridge today. It's been arranged that after she's collected her baggage from Mrs. Perkins' house, she'll give the key to Phil. Phil is examining Fairbrothers' poultry this morning when Grace approaches him and reminds him of her earlier statement that she wanted to do some work.
Phil?
Yeah?
You remember what I said when you first brought me home in the car from London?
What, about taking over Jane's job, you mean?
Yes. Couldn't I?
You'd probably be quite a big help if you really want to do the job.
I do, Phil, honestly.
Let me tell your father. What does he say about it?
He didn't seem particularly worried. He's rather preoccupied with another matter, I believe, on Mrs. Carey's behalf. So here I am reporting for duty.
What, dressed like that?
Oh, what's wrong?
Nothing. You look marvelous. The slacks are smashing and the sweater's just the job, but they're far too good for working clothes.
Oh, I thought they looked rather nice.
Oh, they do. I'd like to have you about the place permanently like that, but if you're going to work, well, you'd need a new outfit every week.
Well, I wasn't proposing to start this morning.
Oh.
I merely wanted to be formally introduced to the poultry. Mm-hmm. Then you can have me in dungarees and leather jerkin if you like.
Fair enough. Well, look, I've just been forking over this litter here. I'll explain all about it in due course. But the chief thing is that it means less work in cleaning, watering and feeding.
Oh, yes.
And I'm also culling a few of these birds. You can do it if you like, Grace. You're very good at wringing necks.
Heavens, no.
Oh, I'll have to do it myself then.
Why do you wring their necks?
To kill them, sweetie.
No, you amaze me. Now, that's what I call a most instructive answer.
Oh, I get it. You mean, why do I kill them?
Yes.
Well, you see, their laying days are ended. I can't afford to keep them once they're like that. They take good grub and they show nothing for it. You don't just feed them for the pleasure of having them around a place, you know?
Gosh, lucky for us, the human race isn't governed by the same rules.
Eh?
Just think of it. Instead of retiring and spending your last few years in idleness, you just trot along to the local neckwringer to finish you off because you're not earning your keep.
An awful thought.
Oh, by the way, Phil.
Yeah?
Daddy asked me particularly to tell you to pick up Jane at the Bull at 11.
11?
Yes, he wants you to run her and her baggage over to Hollerton Junction.
Oh, yes, yes. All right, Grace.
He phoned her up this morning and told her he'd arranged to have her picked up.
Oh, very good of him.
Daddy says she's done some awfully good work since she's been here.
Yes. Yes, that's quite true.
I suppose it's only natural we should show our appreciation in some way. You won't forget to pick her up, will you, Phil?
No, I won't forget.
Well, that's all I had to tell you. After lunch, if you've time, perhaps you'll show me something about feeding the hens.
I say, Grace.
Yes?
Why don't you come too?
Come? Yeah. Come where? Well,
with me to pick up Jane and take her to Hollerton.
Me come? Why, what on earth for?
Well, I thought you might like to, well, see her off. I mean, the sun's shining and it's not a bad morning and... well, won't you?
Well, I'm not sure that my presence would be appreciated.
Oh, yes, but it would.
By whom? You?
Yes.
Safety in numbers, hmm?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, I'll come.
Good.
Pick me up at the house about 10:45 and we'll go down to the Bull together.
Yes. Right there, Grace. I'll be there on the job.
Have you fed the litter in the end, Sty Simon?
Aye, Gaffer. That's the lot. That's got all the feeding done.
Aye, got it done at Brookfield, perhaps. But we've still got the stock of the small holding to think about, you know.
Oh, we'll find time somehow.
Yeah, you might be able to now, but just wait till we start spring sowing in good earnest. Now I've got the blooming place, I don't know how we're going to cope with all the jobs.
What was that I heard? What's up then, Dan, my old pal?
Well, I was just trying to work out in my own mind how we can keep the small holding going as well as Brookfield.
Oh, that's all right. If it's all buckled in, we'll get to it.
Aye, but giving Peggy a helping hand's one thing. Working for Dan Archer's another.
Not to me, my old beauty. Glad to do the same for you as what I did for Peggy. Don't say much if you can't give a neighbour a hand now and again.
Well, it's very good of you, Walter.
All I ask is, if I get a bit behind with me ploughing and harrowing, you'll do a couple of days with your tractor to help put me straight, Dan.
Aye, glad to, lad.
Ah, well, that's got that settled then.
See ya. What are you scratching for, Walter?
Scratching? Was I?
Aye, like a blinking old hen in the dust. What's up with you fidgeting and wriggling about?
Ain't no law that says you fella shouldn't, is there?
I reckon some corn husk must have worked their way down your trousers, Walter.
Tain't fleas, is it?
No, of course it ain't. I never had them. Not in March, anyway. Tell you what, Dan.
Aye?
Use young Jack's greenhouses at the small old...
My greenhouses, you mean, don't you?
All right, all right. Yourn, then. Well, you use them for sprouting your seed potatoes.
Why, that's a good idea, Gaffer. Blow me if it ain't.
You got all your seeds shorted and down there? Fetch your shoots along beautiful under the glass.
Aye, not a bad idea, that, Walter. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, I'm full of ideas, my old pal, full of them.
You're full of something else, too, by the look of it. What are you scratching about, Walter?
Again, was I? I didn't notice.
Perhaps he's been and bought himself a new pair of pants.
No, I ain't, any. Even if I had, tis no business of yours.
Look at him. He's at it again.
Give over, Walter. You're making me feel all itchy myself. I reckon you've got measles or chicken pox. Get away from us. You're infectious, lad.
Nothing of the sort. Just so happens these pants I got on ain't as comfortable as what they should be, that's all.
Mrs. Priest put some itchy powder in when she mended them, I reckon.
No, she never then. If you wants to know, was a bit short on material and had to use odd piece of flannel or blanket or something as her found in one of Peggy's cabins.
You'd have to old bism. Go and change them.
I can't. Use three pair to make this in. I only got one other pair and I washed them last night. They ain't dry yet. I got nothing to change into. Go on, laugh. Laugh at my misfortune.
Well, I haven't got time to stay here all day watching you do the rumble, Walter. There's work to do.
Yeah.
Oh, before you go, Simon, nip down on your bike down to the small holding. Feed the stock of muckamat, will you?
Right-o.
I'll see you both later.
Right-o. I'll be off in half a minute.
Yes, Simon, hang on.
What do you want, Walter?
You're a bit slow, ain't you?
Slow? Why?
Well, you and Bess, you could use that there house Peggy and Jack come out of.
We did think about it. We thought about asking Gaffer if us could move in there while our own place got done out proper.
Yeah, well, it's worth thinking about, Simon.
My fact it is.
Dang these blame pants. I should think Mrs. P patched him with emery paper.
Emery paper?
Yes, well, that's what it feels like. Oh, wouldn't say nothing to Mrs. P about it, though. I hate to offend a woman after she did it in such good spirit.
You know, if you was to marry her, you could speak your mind instead of trying not to hurt her feelings.
Yeah, now that's enough of that, Simon. I knew it would start. Just because I mends me pants, you want to get us up the altar steps at full gallop. Well, I won't gallop for nobody.
We've called for Jane in a baggage van. Where's she put it?
Oh, it's gone, Phil.
Gone?
Aye, and so she.
What?
Half an hour since. I had car from Ollerton picked her up.
What?
I don't understand. My father told me he'd phoned her and told her she'd be picked up.
Aye, I know, miss. I took the message myself and told her.
Well, why didn't she wait then?
I don't know. She seemed a bit thoughtful. Quiet-like. And then she said, it's very good of them, Sam, but I think I'll order a car from Ollerton all the same.
Well, independent.
Oh, and she left this letter for you, Phil.
For me? Oh, right. Thanks.
Well,
thanks,
if you'll excuse me, there's a customer waiting in the bar.
Yes,
sir. Oh, something dropped. Here, it's the key.
Oh, yes, that's the key to Mrs. P's cottage. She had some more baggage to pick up there, and she was supposed to return the key to me.
Oh. Does the letter, does it explain?
Yes, I think it does. It says, goodbyes are usually a great embarrassment to me under certain circumstances, and the certain's underlined, under certain circumstances, I have been known to come over tearful and emotional. I wouldn't want that to happen again, not now. Sorry to run away like this, but you do understand, don't you?
And do you understand?
Well, I think I... Grace, Mum suggested you might like to come to tea at Brookfield tonight. Will you come?
Yes, please.
Good. It'll be just like old times, won't it?
My goodness, it is nice to have you sitting down to tea again, Grace. Just like old times. I don't feel as though I've been away at all.
I must say you're looking well, Les.
Oh, I feel fine. You know, Grace, you were a lucky girl to have a holiday abroad. I suppose I was. But for some reason or other, I don't think I fully appreciated it.
Oh, don't tell Chris that. She thinks it's wonderful to travel the world ever since she's got to know Lady Hileborough.
Chris, do you know, I haven't had a chance to talk to her properly since I've been home. How is she?
Oh, she's quite well. But she's so taken up with Lady Hileborough.
Phil was telling me about her. She sounds, well, rather unusual.
That is the word.
I wonder where Chris has got to, anyway. She said she'd be in for tea, didn't she, Doc?
She probably got delayed.
Well, she's going to take Lady H's dog back tonight, won't
yes,
she?
Yes, that was why she said she'd be back early for tea, to collect him.
Yeah, what's the time, anyway?
Right.
Hey, up, Phil. What? It's gone six. Switch on the news.
Oh, good gracious, yes.
See what Mr. Butler's done for us, or to us.
Well, whatever he says, I've got a feeling it's not going to be very pleasant, then.
He's got a devil of a lot of money to get from somewhere. Oh. But he'd have a bit of a job to get it from me at the moment, as my bank manager would very soon tell him.
I bet your cigarettes go up.
An income tax.
The Exchequer has proposed in his budget statement cuts in the food subsidies and concessions in income tax, family allowances, and pensions. The income tax proposal is that the single allowance shall be increased from £110 to £120.
Uh-huh.
The married allowance from £190 to £210.
To get married, I can see.
The child allowance from £70 to £85.
Oh, well, that's better anyway.
The earned income relief would be retroactive to £290. And the maximum of the allowance would go up from £400 to £450.
Well, we've heard it all. There it is. Petrol up, oil up. Bye. A good job we got that heavy ploughing done.
Yeah, that Lakey Hill job of mine's going to cost a bit more though, that right?
Yes. How's the new bank rate of 4% going to affect that overdraft, Dan?
I don't know. Better see the bank manager in the morning about that.
Well, milk, meat and flour are all going up in price. I wonder if the farmers are going to get anything out of that increase.
Yeah, I don't know. It won't, I'm afraid. What it will do is make the public realise just what it costs to grow and produce this stuff.
Yeah, that's
well,
true enough.
Never mind. Income tax allowances are up and family allowances have gone from 5 bob to 8 bob, so Jack and Peggy will be pleased about that.
Yeah, and old Walter hasn't got to pay any more for his pipe or his pint, so he'll be pleased about that.
Oh, and now, for goodness sake, let's talk about something else. Phil says Mrs. Carey came back from Yorkshire with your father, Grace.
Oh, yes, she's staying with us for a while.
Oh, such a nice person. And is her boy quite fit now?
So far as I know, yes. He's quite human, and thank heaven he's completely recovered his sense of humour.
Oh, good. And is he staying with you, too?
Oh, no, he's gone off again. Scotland, I think. He has some friends up there.
Oh,
yeah. Do you say Mrs. Carey and your father were the two who did most of the sightseeing on holiday, Grace?
And they went everywhere together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I suppose they got to know each other pretty well, then, if they went around together like you say.
Yes, they got to know each other. In fact, I rather suspect... No.
What, Grace? Do you mean your father and Mrs. Carey were growing fond of each other?
But it seems like to me.
Yeah, they always seemed to get on rather well together, didn't
they?
Yes.
What, do you mean they might be thinking of getting married?
I don't know. I haven't discussed it with them. And they haven't discussed it with me.
But what a wonderful thing if they did.
Good
there
old
goes mom. Doris, marrying everybody up again.
Yes, but Grace tried to... I mean, it'd be nice, wouldn't it, Grace? Because it's what you've always wanted.
Yes, you told me Mrs. Carey would make a fine wife for your father. You told me that ages ago.
Ages ago, yes. Perhaps I did. But now, I'm not so sure.